Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, indeed. It's Chris and Ephraim coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, hour number 3. And at the bottom of it, we've got Randy Mueller, former NFL Executive of the Year, now a Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst. So we can go all around the league, all around the shield with Randy Mueller as we get ready for the upcoming season. And we're going to stick with the NFL, Ephraim. Some interesting news. We know Carson Wentz. First of all, he gets hurt, has to have surgery on his foot. No surprise there, unfortunately. But he's back, so that's good. But just as, you know, you want him to get these next 2 weeks to get prepared for his first game in Indianapolis with the Colts and, you know, back with Frank Reich and, you know, is this the resurrection of his career? And it still may be. But we just find out that he is one of 3 Colts players who has to be put on the reserve COVID-19 list because he was in contact with somebody that had COVID, that tested positive for it, which tells us that Carson has not been vaccinated. He's not alone as far as quarterbacks and not alone as far as big-name quarterbacks, Ephraim. Josh Allen, unvaccinated. Carson Wentz, unvaccinated. Cam Newton, unvaccinated. Kirk Cousins, Lamar Jackson, unvaccinated. Here's what I want to ask you, Ephraim. And we know the thing to say is it's a personal reason. And I get it. I got family members who are not vaccinated, and, you know, they got their reason. But this does impact, as you know, if this happens in the regular season and your star or franchise quarterback has to miss a game, or maybe your team has to forfeit a game and you forfeit paychecks, that's not just personal anymore. It's affecting dozens of people. and their livelihoods. I mean, they'll still get money elsewhere, but, you know, it's affecting your livelihood for that week or two. And so you as a former player, what do you think? How would you feel? How do you think these guys feel with their quarterback not vaccinated?
It's just a bad optic in terms of leadership. So just think about this. I'm going to pick up an arbitrary number. Somebody in that locker room is making about $600,000 a week. Mm. Think about that number. All right? So that's every Monday, there's a check in your locker for $600,000. $600,000. And
that's somebody making about $10 million a year, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's guys all over 10, the league.
$11 million, right?
Right? So think about not getting that check because of the actions of someone else. What do you think that would do to the locker room and your relationship that person? That is it broken down at the bare essence of how this could just destroy locker rooms. Mm. $600,000. Now think about the guys who don't make that much.
Right.
Who, you know, it's $100,000, it's $60,000, it's $75,000 a week. And a lot of people, that's a lot of money. But now you don't have it because someone's actions. Now, whatever reason guys are having for not getting vaccinated, they've been vaccinated before. As a former NFL player, I played 13 years. The amount of medication that I took in my 13-year career in the NFL, it pales in comparison to any vaccine or anything. And
you didn't know every little chemical
we didn't
that was
know
in
nothing.
There. Right. That's the thing, right?
If the trainer or the doctor gave it to you, you took it. You didn't say, hey, what's in this? I need to know the I need to know the studies behind what this will do to my body. Remember, Naperson is an anti-inflammatory. They took it off the market. They have the commercials about if you or somebody you know has had a whatever from Naperson, you may be entitled to. Yeah, so FDA unapproved it and took it off the list. After Naperson, they gave us Vioxx. Same thing happened with Vioxx. They took it off the list. The NFL gave us something else. They gave us Indocin, right? Like, it's been a history of things. Guys take Toradol shots before every game. I took a Toradol shot every game for over a decade. Find out after that anyone predisposed to hypertension, high blood pressure, i.e. African-American, then Toradol is a detriment to you. Right, could have long-lasting and severe effects to you. But we all lined up, and we all took the Toradol, and there are guys still taking the Toradol shot right now, but you won't get a vaccine that's been proven to save lives. Now, how personal is your decision? Some call it personal. Others call it selfish.
Nah, look, I hear you. You can call it a private decision, but it's not personal because it's affecting tons of people now. And so do you think this is a problem in some locker rooms? We haven't seen it publicly yet. It doesn't seem like guys are being, you know, critical of those that aren't taken. I don't know. But, you know, publicly, it seems like it's all good. But do you think it's all good right now because it's just practice. But once they start playing games or missing games, and like you said, the paychecks, and to your point, here's the thing for the layman out there, and I'm a layman when it comes to professional sports. I didn't play, right? But you know this, Ephraim. You might say, that low guy on the totem pole is getting, $60,000 a week or every week or two.
Oh, yeah, it's good money in the NFL now.
But that low guy on the totem pole is going to play, 4 years? 5 years?
If that.
He's got that, right. He's got that little short window to make his money. And so that matters, man. You miss one of those checks.
Boy, change your whole life. And we only get paid, it'll be 18 weeks. No, we only get paid for 18 weeks out of the year.
So you guys get paid all, they get paid all during the football season.
If you make $25 million, then you're going to make that in 18 weeks.
Wow. Wow. See, in the NBA, guys can get it however they want.
Yeah,
you can't do that in the NFL.
You can defer. Like, some guys have been retired for 5 years still making $2, $3 million a year because they've deferred some of their salary. And it's all guaranteed. It's not like that in the NFL. So you ask the question, when will this become a problem? When those checks stop being put in them lockers or it didn't hit that direct deposit. That's when it's going to become a problem. Because if I'm vaccinated in that locker room and we have to forfeit a game, and we can't think about the other team. Neither team gets paid. You know that, right?
Right.
Think about the other, even if it wasn't us, think about the other team.
Nah, that's right.
Right? Now, that's a problem. There's a problem. And this misinformation about, oh, I don't know what's in it, or I don't know this and I don't know that, don't believe the hype. The NFL has the ability to put Fauci or any other person you want in the room with you on a Zoom. The NFL has the ability to get whatever information is out there for you to have. So for you not taking the steps to find out that information, that's on you. That's not a, oh, I don't know. That's a you problem.
Is there a role, or should the Players Association come out stronger, or anything that can be done? Like, it's basically what I'm asking you about these guys that haven't taken it.
Well, they need to, number one, organize a group that goes to each and every team and breaks down exactly what the vaccine is, where it derives from, what the effects, all of the information, right? In one setting, you can ask any question and every question you need to ask. And they need to do that for all of the teams. They need to make it mandatory. They have those things. They have life skill meetings and courses that are mandatory that players have to go to every year. All kinds of things. They need to do that so you can educate and answer every single question a player has about this, period.
Well, what would you, if you, and you mentioned it, look, so let's go back in time. Let's say let's just put you in a time machine. Say you're playing now, you're an offensive lineman, and your quarterback's not vaccinated. Go ahead.
I'm stepping to him like, yo, what you doing? Just like I'll step to anybody right now, right? Like, what are you doing? What are you waiting for? And whatever answer he comes up with, I have a rebut for that. Right? Oh, well, my cousin's auntie, you know, she took the vaccine and 2 days later she died. And I'm like, that's so arbitrary and so random.
Right.
That you're just going to equate something happening to someone because of the vaccine. Or do you see the lady whose face froze up online? All of those things, right? All of these things have been debunked, and you just buy into it.
Right.
You buy into it. I said, look, you make too much money to be uneducated. You have too much responsibility to be uneducated. Don't politicize the vaccine. In 2020, the whole world would cut off their arm to get the vaccine. Now that it's here, don't nobody want to take it. All of a sudden, they got the mind control chips in there. They want to know. Bruh, please, you're not that important. You're important to us as a quarterback, but to the government can care less about you or your movements. Do you have Alexa at home? Yes. Oh, okay, well, then they know what's going on there. All right, so
no, right. We take other shots, flu shots.
We take them all.
You know,
just the medication they give us in the stadium, in the organization. Come on.
Right. No, you're right. All right, we're going to throw it out to you guys. 877 99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Here's how I'm going to ask you. If your team, you're a fan, you know, of the Ravens, a fan of the Vikings or the Patriots, whoever it may be, and your quarterback is unvaccinated, could cost your team a game or two and a playoff berth. How are you feeling about that? It's your turn to tell us, the Odd Couple. Chris and Ephraim is in for Rob Parker, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the Odd Couple. Chris Broussard, Ephraim Salaam is in for Rob Parker. He'll be back tomorrow. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, and we threw it out to you. It hasn't gotten hairy yet as far as football games are concerned, but it could. In some of these locker rooms, according to Ephraim Salam, former NFL player, with a lot of these teams where the quarterback is not vaccinated, and these are stars. As I said, Josh Allen, Cam Newton, Carson Wentz, Kirk Cousins, Lamar Jackson. How would you feel about your team if the QB's unvaccinated? Your turn to weigh in, 877-99 on Fox.
Frank in San Antonio, you on the Odd Couple. What you got?
Hey, guys, thank you so much for having me on. Look, let me just give it to y'all straight. All these guys, you just reeled off their names. Tannehill, Jackson, Mond, Cousins. I mean, what are they doing as leaders? As supposedly, you got to have a leader. If you're a quarterback, you got to be smart. Like, the smart has left the building, apparently, with these guys. And unfortunately, it's become political, and it stinks. It stinks. You know, I just couldn't understand it. I would not be happy as a fan. I'm a Cowboys fan, but I would not be happy at all. I'd probably not want to watch in the season. So there you go.
You're going to turn them off.
Yeah. Okay. There it is.
All right, Mark in Sacramento, you on the Odd Couple. What you got?
What's going on, gentlemen?
What's going on,
Mark,
gentlemen?
What up, brother?
Congratulations, Mr. Broussard, on your morning gig. I read that this morning. Congratulations. Now we got to figure out a way to get old Rob in the morning and replace that other old food that comes on after you guys, and we'd be all right.
You are always on, my man. I'm going to leave it at that. But here's the thing. You're out west. Are you going to get up at 4:30 and watch me?
Of course not.
I get up at 3:30 to do my workout before I have to be at work by 6. So I'm listening to you guys all the time.
Okay. See?
And as far as your buddy in the morning, I hate him more than Charles Barkley. Put it that way.
Wow.
Okay?
All right.
I don't like it, so I'll leave it at that. On this topic, I would be mad. Because these guys, I look at it this way. If you're not listening to the doctors and you don't want to take it and you're listening to politicians, who you shouldn't even be listening to anything about your health from a politician. They don't know nothing about politics. What the hell are they talking about health for? If you're listening to a politician and not taking this shot and you cost your team some money, it costs my team a loss or they can't play. Hell yeah, I'm going to be mad. And here's the other thing about that. If you should never go to a doctor again then. If you don't believe this, you shouldn't believe anything a doctor tells you.
Because you got to trust somebody when it comes. As Ephraim said it, I mean, you're trusting these trainers all the time. And it's been proven, Ephraim, as you said, some of this stuff isn't good for you. We find out later.
Yeah, they're shooting these guys with all kinds of stuff. We all know that. And they won't take this shot. I don't get it.
Yeah.
I will say this, Ephraim. And obviously, this thing has become politicized to a large degree. But it's interesting about the vaccination because you do have people on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got the right, you know, wingers who have their reasons, conspiracy theories, things like that. And you got a lot of African-Americans.
Oh, yeah.
Who aren't right wing, but won't, you know what I mean?
Don't trust
but
the government.
Yes.
First thing they say, Tuskegee.
Right. So it's this one is interesting because it's not just one ideology that is not taking the vaccination.
Right, and we got Bentley in Chicago. You on the Odd Couple. What you got?
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Good, bro. What's up, man?
I just need not a bunch, man. I'm listening to this, and I'm really kind of flabbergasted that nobody has actually taken the NFL to task for this kind of a horrible – it's a horrible policy. This is like the worst policy they could possibly have come up with for a couple of different reasons. Number one, they're extorting – a decision out of these guys. What they're doing is extortion. It's not giving them a choice. It's extortion. It's the same as if somebody gave you a gun and put one in your hand, and then they put a gun to your head and said, "I want you to kill that person. If you don't kill him, I'm gonna put a bullet in your head." It's the same
so
thing.
By guys that don't like basically punishing guys that aren't vaccinated. That's extortion. Is that what you're saying?
It's not just that.
When you're a privately owned business, you can make rules like
that.
Yeah,
but you've got a players association who should be up in arms about this. I mean, these guys, the NFL is not going to work without these guys playing. I mean, that's just not going to work. So these guys need to actually get together and get on each other's side and say, "Nah, that's a horrible policy. There's no way we're going to let that slide."
Bentley, that's the point. You have the majority of the players who agree that you should be vaccinated. So it's not like a us against them type of situation with the players against the NFL. That is not the case.
Right, but this isn't just money. This isn't like a money thing, or this isn't like a regular, I don't know, kind of rule thing. This is a private matter where somebody doesn't want to get vaccinated. Their reason for doing so is utterly irrelevant. That should not matter one bit. I don't get vaccinated just because I'm not around it. I'm not going to be around the virus. If I am, I'm very likely going to survive it because I don't have a lung condition. And
but,
I've got a good immune system.
But you don't know
system,
that.
So
But here's it. Bentley, again, you don't know that. You're just rolling the dice. You're like, because you don't
Bentley,
have a lung
also,
condition?
What? Wherever you work, if your company was like, look, you have to get vaccinated, they could do that. And you could say, well, I won't work here. I'll go work somewhere else. But if you want to work here, you have to follow certain rules. They can do that. And so that's the thing.
The craziness of the misconception. Bentley just said, I don't have a lung condition, so I'll survive it. Over 600,000 Americans have died since last year. Not all of them had lung issues, Bentley.
Yep.
Just FYI.
I know some young people have.
Tap into kids have died. Children, teenagers. Right? Bentley, just educate yourself, man. Don't be so aggressive and so mad at someone who's getting vaccinated or saying you should get vaccinated. Right? Like, that's the problem. Everybody's so up in arms. You can't tell me what to do with my body. You're absolutely right. But if you want to work here.
Right. That's the thing.
If you want to work here, this is what you have to do. Just like in California, if your kids aren't vaccinated for the measles or any of the other communal diseases that spread, chickenpox, all of that, they can't go to class.
Right.
They just can't do it.
All right, we got Randy Mueller, former NFL Executive of the Year, now a Fox Sports Radio analyst, coming up.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel... It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments, where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. We bring him in every week. He's a Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst, former NFL Executive of the Year, Randy Mueller. Randy, how are you?
I'm doing good, guys. Good to be with you again. I got a question for you, though.
Okay.
How do you get the Rob Parker gig? That's what I want to know. I mean,
right? Because he's always off every time you're on. It seems right.
It's unbelievable. I can't. How do you get it? I don't understand it.
Yeah, he knows something. I'll tell you that. But let's go here, Randy. And the conventional wisdom has always been, if you've got two quarterbacks, you don't have any. Right, if you're playing two quarterbacks,
yep.
But now you hear in San Francisco that Trey Lance is going to get some reps, you know, in games. It looks like Garoppolo will start, but Trey Lance will be in there. Obviously, it's probably going to happen in New Orleans, as it has, you know, under Drew Brees the last few years with Jameis Winston and Taysom Hill. Do you think? And I've heard a lot of former Tony Dungy was, you know, talking about the benefits of it and making a team prepare for two quarterbacks versus one. Do you think this can be or is a good thing that a team, you know, will have a quarterback that they'll bring in every five, six downs, every two, three possessions, whatever it may be, to run some type of gimmick plays?
Well, I think it's more of just packages, right? And I agree with Tony. Defenses are going to have to defend you differently when quarterbacks change it up. And I like Kyle Shanahan's plan. I don't know that they have the same skill set, much like in New Orleans that we've gotten used to, like you mentioned. The quarterbacks are a little bit different. I think they're trying to do everything they can to get Trey Lance time under the gun, right? I think we all know he's going to be the guy. Maybe it's a year from now. Maybe it's a month from now. I don't know. But I think twofold. It does give deception to having to prepare a game plan for them defensively, but it also gets Trey Lance on the field, and he gets to face live bullets in live action. They got to speed up his learning curve. There's a kid that played one football game the last year and a half, 2 years, so he needs the time. And I think it's great experience. I think he brings such a dynamic, different set of skills that I think it's really going to be hard to defend when you have both those guys you might even see them both in the game at one time like they do in New Orleans. That sets a whole nother standard for defenses.
When you look at what the game plan that Kyle Shanahan had for Trey Lance and Jimmy Garoppolo, it was kind of off-putting because in New Orleans when they did it with Taysom Hill and Drew Brees, we knew that like you said, that package was coming in and there were certain things, but Drew Brees was going to be the quarterback. The way they did it this past preseason game, it may be null and void now because of the finger issue with Trey Lance, but it just seemed chaotic and is a really good way to get a quarterback off his rhythm.
I think he's got to be careful, and I think it's a great point. I think he's got to be, he is in Kyle, has to be careful that he doesn't get too cute. I think that's a thing, right? And you bring it up, and he's racing guys in and out. Next thing you know, they're in there every three or four plays. I don't like that at all. I think Jimmy has to be the guy, and I think they've got to pick their spots to bring in Trey Lance. So I agree with you. I think it's a great thought. And that was the first thing. When I saw the game the other night, I said, well, let's be careful. This could get cute on us. The other thing is he can't get Trey Lance hurt, right? He wants to run all these kind of crazy, exotic things.
Right.
Everybody has a plan until you get punched in the face, or like they used to say, it's all fun and games until you start wearing an eye patch. And that may happen with Trey Lance if they don't watch it.
All right, speaking of quarterbacks, the reports are that the Miami Dolphins are really, you know, interested in Deshaun Watson. How do you, like, what is your take? If you were back in the front office, and I get it, if he's going to be able to play for you, I mean, he's a sure thing. Tua Tagovailoa is not yet. Even he may become something special, but we don't know that. We know about Deshaun Watson, but given all the legal issues, given the fact that he is likely, it seems, to be on the commissioner's exempt list for a good chunk of this season, do you understand why the Miami Dolphins and a few other teams are seriously considered trading for him? Or do you think that's just playing with fire?
I don't understand it at all, Chris. I don't think it's a real thing. I'll be honest. I'd really like to know how much of the story is made up. And again, I'm not saying people aren't doing their jobs. Maybe they're getting strung along, but there's no way I could afford to do something like this. I think if the Dolphins make a deal like this, Chris Greer and Brian Flores are putting their careers at stake. Mm-hmm. And they talk about high character and this and that, and now they make a move like this. I just don't see it. I don't think it's a real thing. And if I'm the Texans, I'm not trading him either. At some point here soon, probably in the next week, Deshaun Watson has to decide if he wants to play or not. The Texans are willing to give him a roster spot, one of their 53-man spots. If he doesn't want to play, he's not going to get paid. We don't get to sit out and get paid. So he either has to decide if he wants to play or not, assuming that they have a roster spot for him, and that we'll see where that goes. But I don't think Deshaun is dealing from a position of strength, especially not these next few days once the roster gets set, that's for sure. But I couldn't trade him if I'm the Texans. I think giving him up at a discount doesn't make sense either. So there's a lot of things at work here, a lot of moving parts. We'll see how these next few days go.
Let me follow this up, Ephraim, if you don't mind.
No, absolutely not.
I'm with you because I felt like, look, if I'm the Texans and he's not on the exempt list, I'm putting him out there as my starting quarterback. But it seems like they've accepted that he doesn't want to play. I would say if you don't want to play, then like you said, we're not going to pay you. Yeah. Why do you think they aren't going that route?
I don't know. I'll be honest with you. I've heard them, and I agree with you, Chris. If I was them, I would be playing more hardball. I think maybe they don't want the distraction right now, but at some point it has to get decided. You don't get to not play and get paid $10 million. That's not part of the rules, right? So if they want to play him, let's play him. I'm with you 100%. He's their best player. Why would you not want to play the guy? You know, and if he's willing to play, then let's forget the story and move on. Let the investigation play out, and we'll see what happens. But I think the league is going to weigh in here at some point. I think once the active roster is determined and we see where Deshaun falls, then the next domino or two will fall.
Yeah, I have a question about the Dallas Cowboys and their quarterback situation. Just how healthy is Dak Prescott, and will he be ready to go opening day not this Thursday, but next Thursday against the defending champions?
I think that's a good point as well. I'm not worried about him not playing in preseason. The fact that Dak hasn't seen live action really doesn't bother me. But what bothers me is if the game plan has to be factored because of his health in some way or another, then I think they have no chance because they're going to go against the Tampa defense. That's, you know, they're one of the best defenses in the league the way it is. Todd Bowles did a great job with that group last year. They're going to come guns a-blazing. So not only does the quarterback have to be right from instinctive standpoint, where he's gone from the dock of the bay to the Autobahn overnight, he's got to be healthy, like you said. We got to assume he's healthy, otherwise they wouldn't roll him out there. I think they're doing him a disservice, they're doing their team a disservice if they're putting out a guy that's not 100% healthy, that's for sure.
Well, they've been very vague. Sorry about that, Chris.
No,
but they've been very vague about what, you know, what's going on with his shoulder and, you know, his arm, and went from a couple days to now over a month, and we haven't gotten anything from them in terms of what exactly it is and how long it's going to take for him to get up to speed.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that the answers that we've been given are left for us to kind of take with a grain of salt, and every time it seems like somebody talks from there, I end up rolling my eyes. You know, I don't know. I'm like you. I'm not really believing it. But I know this: they can't put him out there unless he's 100%. Otherwise, they risk getting the guy hurt. And guess what? Their season's over if he gets hurt.
There's been talk, Randy, about, you know, has the league figured out, or will this be the year that defenses figure out Lamar Jackson? What's your thoughts on that?
I think it's a process. I know this: defenses are good. Defensive coordinators are really good. I think the thing that separates him is that I'm not sure you can scheme him, because he's so instinctive and so impromptu that it's a different deal, right? He's at a different level because he'll just take off and do something that you haven't schemed for. I do think what teams are going to do is, and I think it'll happen a lot more this year than it has in the past, they're not going to rush it. They're going to have the old mush rush where they're just going to try to contain him in the pocket, and they won't try to sack him at all. They want to know where he's at. But the thing about Lamar is he's not a bad passer. He's just not at the level some of these other guys are. So if he can do enough from the pocket, I think that one's on Greg Roman to get the offensive coordinator to scheme an offense that he can do some things from the pocket when he's not flushed out of there. And I think that will be the determining factor in how far the Ravens go. I think it's always going to be harder to keep doing what you're doing, because I do think defenses evolve, but they've had 2 or 3 years to sort this out, and so that's why I don't think he's going to hit a wall this year with complete defensive strategy changing to keep him in the pocket. But I do think eventually they're going to, the more they see, the less they're going to rush, if that makes any sense at all.
No, we get that. All right, we appreciate it, Randy. Thank you for the wisdom.
All right, guys. Good to talk to you.
Absolutely.
All right, man. See you next week. All right. Ephraim is a Lakers fan, and they just made a new addition.
Mm.
We'll see how he feels about that in a moment. Keep it locked. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Yay.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right. It's The Odd Couple. Chris Broussard, Ephraim Salaam in for Rob Parker, and we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, wrapping up a Magic City Monday. And as I said, Ephraim is a Lakers fan, so I imagine you're excited about the signing of Rajon Rondo, bringing him back. He will reportedly sign with the Lakers on a 1-year deal. To me, this is not a big deal. They're not looking for him to really do much for them, and I think that's good. I think it's a situation where anything he gives them is gravy. And at his age, 35, will be his 16th year in the league, that's the situation he needs to be in. Last year, the Clippers wanted something from him. The Hawks, who had him before the Clippers last season, they were expecting him, needing him to bring something. And I guess at this stage of his career, he couldn't do it.
Well,
but the Lakers don't really need him to. If he does have a playoff Rondo moment or two, that's great. But I don't think they need him to, and I think that's a good situation for him and the Lakers.
Well, I think what the Clippers wanted from him and needed from him last year was to, you know, lead some leadership, right? No one is really who's the leader of the Clippers?
That's one of their issues.
Right? And the problem is the two people who are supposed to be the leaders are the same two people who alienated the team a year prior in terms of their antics practicing, canceling practice, being late for team, you know, planes, things like that. Like, it's hard to lead when that's the foot you're taking forward.
Right.
So what they wanted Rondo to do is come in and equalize that. The problem is, we saw it in the playoffs when him and Kawhi got into it. He DMP'd. He didn't play.
Right.
Right? In the playoffs. Playoff Rondo didn't play. And that was a direct effect of Kawhi and you know, Rondo's leadership style not being accepted by him. And I just think that's the knock. Like, anywhere Kawhi has won a championship, he hasn't had to lead.
Right.
He just had to be a basketball player.
Right.
And that's the problem with him. Now, for what Rondo did for the Lakers in 2020, tremendous.
And it was bonus, right?
It was extra. And the fact that, you know, there is chemistry in a relationship with he and LeBron, and they were, how's that going to work? You know, it worked.
Right.
It worked because the ego, the expectation, all of that was tampered. And it was a great piece. I hated when Rondo left last year. I hated the Clippers got him because I thought he was going to do for the Clippers what he helped do for the Lakers. Clippers have a little bit more problems than the Lakers do. Lakers have a health problem. Clippers have a leadership problem. And so I think adding Rondo back would be great. It's going to be tremendous.
I think he might be their fourth point guard.
That's right? Great.
Whether it's Westbrook or LeBron starting there, I think it should be LeBron, but we'll see. Those two, Kendrick Nunn, and then Rondo.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. So anything he gives them is gravy, and he'll have a moment or two at least. Overall, of course you're excited about the Lakers, but I've said, Ephraim, and I thought Brooklyn was a chemistry experiment. Obviously, that one worked well. They just didn't stay healthy. But this, I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt because LeBron is such a high basketball IQ guy and they've got so much talent. They got to be the favorites in the West just because of the talent. But I'll be honest, Ephraim, this is a potentially volatile lineup. And how do you think LeBron and Westbrook primarily are going to work together? And then if you want to throw in the big three, you got AD.
The thing LeBron has shown in his entire career is he can play with anybody. And I think that's a credit to him. And guys understand, and they understand what the expectation is prior to even getting on the court. Because he has a relationship with these guys. And so I don't think it's going to be that big of a chemistry situation like in Brooklyn. You got three guys in the prime of their careers in Brooklyn, all needing the ball.
They don't all need the ball. That's the thing.
Well, prior to getting together, that's what it was. Right?
You don't think Westbrook needs the ball?
I think we would want Westbrook to have the ball. Westbrook is going to play faster than anyone else, meaning transition baskets are going to be available, and you need that. All the Lakers need to do is to be healthy when the playoffs start. If the Lakers are healthy when the playoffs start, they're coming out of the West. No one can argue that.
All right, we will see. Of course, the goal for them is not coming out of the West. It's championship.
Of course, but you know
right
what
now,
I mean.
I know what you mean. Yeah, yeah. And I agree. The talent is overwhelming. That's not to, you know, we talked about the big three, but then you got the other guys, Carmelo, Trevor Ariza, Mark Gasol. It's going to be interesting. I don't think it's going to be as easy or as smooth of a transition as you do, but obviously, it could work, but I like Brooklyn's fit better. But we will see. Ephraim Salaam, excellent work, my man.
Thank you,
we'll
brother.
We'll have to do it again, brother.
Let me know.
Thank you for filling in. iCouple signing off. Peace!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.